Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson today. Glory to God. And we are going to be sharing the word of God with you. And we said, get ready, because God got a great word. What is the title of our lesson?
Amen. Amen. Our lesson today is Amos, the courageous prophet. Amos, the courageous prophet. Praise the Lord.
Think about it. A prophet is a person, a man or a woman, glory to God, that God would call to share a word from him, glory to God. In other words, a prophet is a messenger. His message is not from himself, but his message is from God. So he has to be what? He has to be bold. He has to be courageous. He has to be steadfast. He has to be unmovable. He has to be ready to say what God says. So in this lesson today, we're going to hear about a courageous prophet who's willing to go where God tells him to go.
Amen.
And is willing to say, despite what the people may think or what they may try to stop him from doing, he is going to do what God told him to do. He's going to share that word.
Amen. And our lesson this morning is going to be coming from Amos 1 and 1, Amos 2, 11 through 12, Amos 3, 7 through 8, and Amos 7, 10 through 15. Praise God. And again, this is a beautiful lesson today. Now, we're going to start off with Amos 1 and 1, glory to God. And we're looking at the setting here. Who are we talking about? And verse 1 says, the word of Amos, who was among herdsmen of Tekoa. Amen. Praise God. Now, basically, we're talking about who he was. He was a herdsman. As a co-pastor just said, when it comes, we're just letting you know, God can use average people. Glory to God. He was a herdsman. That's below the lowest occupation at that time. But at the same time, he wasn't coming out of the church. He hadn't been through the seminary. He hadn't been brought up as a preacher and then elevated through the church. But yet, God was using a regular man. Amen. And it said he was from a little town called Tekoa. Tekoa's about 10 miles outside of Judah. And again, God come to him while he was doggone herding and gathering sycamore sticks out in the wilderness.
Which is like figs.
Yeah.
Like figs, okay?
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. So he was just a regular fellow, glory to God, doing a job in the field. But God's voice called him to do a work for him. He called him to go and what it prophesies to bring a word, a message to the people, because the people needed to hear from God. They had what they were separated from God. And the prophet had to go and bring this message to try to get them back in the fold where they needed to be with God.
Amen. Okay. And the big part of that scripture, verse 1, is when was this? When he saw concerning Israel in the day of Josiah, king of Judah, and in the day of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Praise God. During that time, these were the two kings. Amen. And we're looking at that day, King Josiah, which was king of Judah of the south. And we're looking at King Jeroboam, which was the son of Joash, which was king of Israel in the south. But yet, this is the time that God is calling him and touching him to go forth. Amen. Praise God.
And bring a message to the people.
Amen.
Glory God. That's Jeroboam. Glory God. To go and what and bring forth a message. See, this was important. Glory God. See, God. Now think about it. God called a herdsman. He called a picker of figs. Glory God. The sycamores was a picker of figs. So here he was just a regular man. Glory God. But God can use him, glory God. And God will send him on a mission to bring forth that word to the people because they needed to hear from God. See, they were in a situation they were not hearing from God. They were dealing with false doctrines, glory to God. They had turned their hearts away from God. So God was sending a messenger.
Amen. And let's just focus on basic. We said it was 2 years before the earthquake. Now, at this point, when he is pointing out, when they point out earthquake, we're not talking about a physical earthquake of shaking the ground, but we're talking about an earthquake of shaking it, how they were living, their society, their customs. He had to let them know that they wasn't being obedient to the word of God. Amen. It's going to be a shaking up.
Glory to God.
Of how things were going on. Praise the Lord.
Change is necessary. Glory to God.
Yes. Now let's look at part two, where we're going to be looking at raising prophets. Amen. Praise God. And this is going to be verse 11. And it reads, "And I raised up of your sons for prophets and of your young men for Nazarites." Glory to God. Now, right here, we're looking at sin, but yet God is pointing out how he's going to deal with sin. And he said, "And I raised them." God was letting Amos know to tell them, hey, who was going on, what was going on. It for me. He had blessed and cared for Israel. God was letting them know, this is a warning, praise God. I remember I talked about, hey, before the earthquake, this is a warning. God always warns people before something to come to take place.
In other words, they were raised, the vow of the Nazarites, they were raised up as spiritual people, glory to God. They were supposed to be raised up as people fearing God, hallelujah. They were supposed to be obedient to the word of God, hallelujah. But we find that what happened was they had turned their hearts away from God. In other words, they were doing their own thing, glory to God. So here a lifeline was getting ready to be what thrown out. And Amos was the lifeline. He was coming to try to get them back to worship, get them back to God, get them back to their first love. Because many times people have left their first love. There may be some people right now, that may be listening to the radio that have left their first love. But God is saying, come back. Come back to me, glory to God. I'm your way, hallelujah. I'm the truth, I'm the light, I'm the way, hallelujah. You need to come back to me, glory to God. You need to come back to worship. You need to come back to prayer. You need to come back to faithfulness. Because what the enemy will do, he will try to make you turn away from God.
Amen, amen. That be pushed. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord? I've given you the prophets. I've given you the Nazarites. Now, I want you to obey. But yet, at this point, he doesn't had Amos to go and speak to the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at part B, rejecting leadership. That's going to be verse 12. But ye give the Nazarite wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. Oh, glory to God.
In other words, the vow of the Nazarites, they didn't cut their hair, glory to God. They didn't drink wine. They kept themselves holy for God. And here he's saying that what happened with them being away, glory to God, trying to do their own thing, glory to God, they allowing them to drink wine. They allowing them to do things that was contrary to the ways that they were supposed to be brought up in. He says, so God is saying, you need to come back. Come back to true worship. Come back to me, glory to God. You separated yourself. You're trying to do your own thing, and you don't understand that just because where you live, you can't just change things. Because God said, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. His word changed not. His worship changed not. So what he's trying to get people to get back to what? To true worship. Glory to God. So he's saying to them, you need to come back. You need to come back to the truth. You need to come back to the understanding. And then you have prophets, oh, glory to God. Then they're prophesying what they're hearing, glory to God, from the man of God, from the word of God. They're just talking. But they need to say what thus said God.
Amen. And let me give a little bit of background here. We have the country of Israel. It has been split up into the north and the south. And in the south, they are doing things right because they in Jerusalem, they're doing what God pointed out and told them to do. But in the north, the king of the north, he didn't want to had to go away to Jerusalem to worship. So he said, "What we'll do? We'll build a temple." God didn't tell him to build a temple. we'll have some prophets. We'll have some Nazarites. That's what God said. It's sinning because bottom line, you made this yourself. This ain't a part of me. What Amos is trying to do is get them back in line with what God say.
Get them back to true worship.
Praise the Lord.
Get them back to God.
Yes, yeah.
They ventured out. And that's what the enemy will do, glory to God. Many people, glory to God, when they stop going to church, well, they start listening to false doctrine, glory to God. When they stop, they start moving away and farther away from God. And see what God is doing, he's throwing out the lifeline. Glory to God. So Amos representing the lifeline to try to get them back to true worship, get them back to God, get them back to the knowledge that they should have been in. Glory to God. But here they decided that they're going to do their own thing. My God from Zion. And you have the enemy today trying to pull you away from true worship.
Come on.
Trying to pull you away from God. Trying to tell you that what you're doing is not right. Glory to God. But I've come to tell you that the devil is a lie, that we serve God. Hallelujah. We worship him. We obey him. We follow the word of God. We believe the word of God. So don't let the enemy try to turn you away from God like they turn these people away. And Amos had to go, glory to God, with a lifeline trying to rescue them, trying to get them back to true worship. Glory to God.
Amen. Now again, we're saying rejecting leadership. Now, when we're talking about rejecting leadership, we're talking about sin also. That this king set up his own temple.
Well,
this king had his own prophets.
Well,
he had his own, Nazarites. He set his own thing up. Don't you know there's a lot of people today, they setting up their own thing.
Well, the
leader is serving himself and not leadership from God. See, God is true leadership.
Hallelujah.
And we have to know that.
We worship the Lord.
Glory to God.
We worship him and him only. We believe the word of God. Hallelujah. We follow after the word of God. And see what happened when they were what? The king didn't want them to journey back to Jerusalem. Mm. So they did their own thing. They did their own thing. But what that thing did not include true worship. That thing did not include what bowing before God. That thing did not observe the word of God.
So Amos is being sent. Now, the interesting thing, Pastor, about Amos, Amos was just a regular fellow.
Just glory a regular fellow.
He wasn't a born prophet, glory to God, but God called him to be a prophet, glory to God. So God called him to go, hallelujah, and minister to the people, glory to God. See, God called him to preach the word and let them know they were traveling wrong. God called them to get attention to what they were doing, what they were doing was wrong, glory to God. So here you find him getting ready to go, glory to God, and going to what to do, what God called him to do. Let me tell you, the enemy not going to like it. And we're going to see that the enemy not going to like it. But guess what? It's not about whether the enemy like it or not. It's that he is on a call. He's on a mission. And Amos had to do what God told him to do.
Amen. Now, we talk about, hey, the courage that Moses had. Now, they had been in this false worship for over 100 years. They had been worshiping in Bethel for over 100 years when it should have been in Jerusalem. So God had to just call a prophet to go to the north, to Bethel, and minister to him. Now here we look at part three. It says, divine plan. Amos is bringing the divine plan. It said, surely the Lord God will do nothing but his reveal of his secret unto his servant, the prophet. Again, what the Lord is doing, only thing he's doing, he's having covered with his prophet, and let his prophet know what it is, the secrets.
And the prophet is going to be the mouthpiece.
That's right.
See, God going to be the one talking through him. See, that's what you got to understand. God has given Amos a message, glory to God, that he had to bring to the people, glory to God, so that their hearts could be turned back to God because they were walking contrary to the ways of God, glory to God. I mean, walking contrary. So God is what he's calling them back. He's trying to get them back to true worship. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. He's trying to get them back. Now, in verse 8, we're looking at, it reads, the lion has roared, and the lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken.
Well,
who can but prophesy? Now, the Lord, I mean, the lion have roared. Now, when the lion roared, hey, you need to listen, but guess what? You got to know the voice of the lion. Hallelujah. God is sending him a word and letting them, they need to hear it. They said, who will not fear?
Lord, yeah,
there's a lot of people don't fear God. There's a lot of people don't fear God because they don't know God. They don't know the truth. But here Amos had the truth for him.
And think about it. They had been walking in darkness for a long time. 100 years, Pastor said. For 100 years, they were walking in darkness. They were walking contrary to the ways of God. Why? Because they had separated themselves from what? From the temple, from the worship, glory to God. They didn't want to go to the holy days and take part in the feast days and take part in the things that they were brought up in. They were doing their own thing. And their own thing had separated them from who? From God. So here, think about Amos. Amos is being sent in hostile territory. In other words, he's being sent in an area, glory to God, that don't believe or have not been listening to what to true worship, not been following the ways of God, not been following the things that they had been taught, but they were doing their own thing. So Amos is being sent, you hear me, in hostile territory. But he's not going by himself because God is using him. God is speaking to him.
Hallelujah. The lion has roared. But listen, as I pointed out, these prophets in this area at the time in Bethel, they weren't called by God. The king selected who he wanted to be the king's prophets in the temple. That was his house. Glory to God. And they were there to please man. See, there's a lot of places where you got people working in the temple, in the church. And they're not there to please God. They're there to please man.
Hallelujah. And,
but here, it's the divine plan. And they said, who cannot prophesy? Amos had to tell them what was going on. He was, as God was having comfort, having a conference with him, his king, his prophet. He was letting his prophet know what to tell him. Oh, glory to God. But now, when you're doing what, when God tell you to do in a hot situation, telling the truth, there are going to be some people. There are going to be some conspiring against you.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Let's look at verse 10. Then Amaziah, the king, the priest of Bethel.
Amaziah,
the priest of Bethel, sent Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos have conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. He was telling the truth. They couldn't bear the truth.
And so you have a lying prophet. That's what you're saying. You have a lying prophet. A lying priest, glory to God. And he was already set up in the temple, but he was not rooted in the truth of God. So here you're going to have Amos coming, going over there to show the truth, to tell them the truth, to get them back to God, to get them back to true worship, glory to God, because he was being sent on a mission. But let me tell you this, when God sent you on a mission, expect the enemy to show up too. So the enemy was a man that was in the church in Bethel, glory to God, who was supposed to be showing the people the way of God, but he didn't even know the way of God. So he was leading the people astray, glory to God. So now he's afraid because a true man of God is coming in town. A true man of God is coming with a true word from God. So of course what the enemy will do, he'll try to make the true man of God the enemy, but he's not the enemy. He's being sent with a message for the people.
Amen. Now, listen. The reason this priest, this false priest, the priest that God that the king put in place,
well,
he was threatened.
Yeah.
Because, now what you saying ain't what I'm saying. Now I got to make the king look good, and you telling the folks an earthquake coming. You telling the folks what all God gonna do, because hey, they ain't doing things right. He said that he's conspiring against you. Glory to God.
And the shaking, the earthquake represents a shaking. Glory to God. The shaking was going to help them to realize that they were not where they needed to be in God. So he was preparing them. He was trying to let them know that you can change your way. Hallelujah. Because that's going to be a great shaking coming. Glory to God. That's going to be an earthquake coming. But you need to realize that you need to serve the true and living God. Because you're not living that way. You walk in contrary to the ways of God. Hallelujah. So he's on a mission, and he has to speak what God told him to speak. Glory to God.
Now again, let's go further in this conspiracy. For thus Amos said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led into captivity out of their own land. Ooh, my.
See, in other words, so there's the truth was embedded in there, because
yeah.
Amos was warning them about things to come. But when the priest went to the king, he had to fix it and make it sound a different way. Instead of being the same message that he heard, he took it and he twisted it so that the king could become angry and rise up against Amos. Glory to God. You see, because the priest was trying to keep his situation secure. They had been away from the true teaching for over 100 years. So I need you to understand that they were rooted in what? In the falseness of the word. They needed the truth of the word, and when the truth of the word came, the priest had to run to the king and try to make it look like it was something personal against the king. But it was something personal against what? The enemy, against the devil. He was trying to lead them back to God, because they had strayed away from God. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Now again, listen. God warns you.
Well,
a lot of times God is warning a lot of people. You on your way to hell if you don't screen up your life. He's letting them know there's an earthquake coming. that they could have prevented what was going to come to take place, you know. But yet they had to listen, and a lot of folks don't listen. Look here now. We have to understand he done told them what was going to happen to him. Now let's look at verse 12, the challenge. It said, also Amaziah said unto Moses, O thy seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. In other words,
get away from us.
Get away from here. We don't want to hear this. You telling about somebody gonna come in and overtake us and capture us, because bottom line, he was telling them the truth because they was not following the word of God. He was telling them, get out of town. Get away from here.
Go back where you come from.
Go back where you come from.
We don't want to hear from you.
Go eat your bread in Judah. Where you come from.
Glory to God.
But see, he wanted to get rid of the word. Listen, it's happening. The people don't want to hear the word. And they will conspire against you.
They will conspire against the truth. Many people walking in darkness, glory to God, they will conspire against the truth. When the word of God comes, they're going to try to contradict the word of God. They're going to kind of try to put down the man or the woman of God that's sharing the word of truth. This is what the enemy will do. He will twist the word, trying to make you seem, or that the person who's walking in the righteousness of God, make them seem wrong. Amos was a prophet being sent by God. The man that was in the temple, the priest that was appointed, he was not sent from God. The people were being led astray, and it was time for them to get back on the right foot, because God was what he had sent Amos to warn them, to let them know that they were walking wrong, and it was time for them to give their hearts to God.
Amen. And see, this is an example for you and I, because see, Amos was called.
Well,
we are all called. But yet, when we are called, we're called to be God's servants. Amen. Now, see, when you're a false prophet, when you're a false priest, a false preacher, you're going to try to build up man.
Well,
whether it be yourself, and you, what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people in the church. They want to puff up the preacher. They want to pop the pastor. Why? And that's exactly what this priest was doing. He was going to the king to turn the king. They are turning the pastor against you when you for right and what God said, because when they're in their wrong, glory to God.
Because they want them to continue to walk in their darkness. He had a high position. Now the truth coming, glory to God. Then the people are going to be going back to God. Their eyes are going to be opened up, and they're going to understand that they were walking in what. Untruth. They needed to be walking in the truth of God.
Praise
they
God.
Needed to know God for themselves, Lord God. And Amos was letting them know that they needed to come back to God.
Amen. See, the word says, seek and ye shall find. What Amos will tell you, seek God and God will speak to you. God pulled me out of being a herdsman. He will let you know the truth. He will give you the truth. I'm here preaching the truth to you. Now look at verse 13. We're still led that challenge. Verse 13 said, but prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Oh, my.
Now this alleged priest is saying that this chapel, this place, this church, this fellowship hall, whatever, it belongs to the king.
Belongs to the king.
Now, wait a minute. Right there, you know something is wrong. Glory to God.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111. @gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.